This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Sons of Liberty, media.com, before it's news.com, top left side of both pages. Subscribe to Sons of Liberty, media.com, and SOL Radio Live right on the top of that page. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Just showing you who is committing the atrocities here. These abominable ones, as the Bible clearly calls them, Leviticus 18, 22, 2013, Romans 1, 24, and 30 other references in the Bible condemning the same things that state statutes condemn in the United States of America concerning, well, you know it as homosexuality. It's rightfully called crimes against nature and sodomy. Okay? This is what they've normalized. Now you're wondering why it's rolled out into these men that want you to believe they're women now and why they're attacking your children. Well, they'll say, Bradley, you're a bigot and a hater. It's not about the kids. It's been nothing but about the kids. Okay? I just highlighted this during the last hour here, friends. Senator Scott Wiener's SB 145 isn't a pedophile bill. Listen carefully. Who do they think they're talking to, friends? First of all, he's a sodomite. Okay? He's a sodomite. Just so you know. The claim, California just passed Senate Bill 145, a bill that would end felonies, there it is, friends, for child rape and legalize pedophilia in the state. The facts. Listen carefully to the facts. SB 145, which has passed the California's legislature and awaits Governor Gavin Newsom's signature, would not legalize pedophilia. The bill is intended to reform the state's sex offender registry to be fair to young LGBT adults who, what, have committed crimes against children. Okay? That's what they didn't put in there. It would give judges equal discretion to determine whether an adult convicted of having non-coercive sex with someone under 18 must register as a sex offender regardless of what kind of sex is involved. Well, I can tell you this, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You go ahead and touch the kids of the people that I know, you're not going to even have to worry about standing in front of a judge. And this is why you're seeing, again, vigilante justice. The American people have every right under God to protect their children. God's word clearly condemns this activity, but they're trying to normalize it in the face of the people. And who's this coming from? Sodomites like Scott Wiener, who calls himself a senator. Can you imagine how extorted these men are? Oh, I know that there's people that still don't want to get it, but what's the end of this lifestyle? Well, Jude 1:7 tells us, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, sex before marriage, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Yeah. Yeah, it's all love. All love. Hey, folks, because homosexuals can't reproduce naturally, they resort to recruiting what? Children. Homosexuals can be heard chanting, 10% is not enough. Recruit, recruit, recruit in their homosexual parades. A group called the Lesbian Avengers prides itself on trying to recruit young girls. They print "We Recruit" on their literature. Some other homosexuals aren't as overt about this, but rather try to infiltrate society and get into positions like teachers. Oh, yeah. Like senators. Oh, yeah. Into positions where they will have access to the malleable minds of young children. Like teachers and Boy Scout leaders. Oh, my goodness. I forgot to tell you that, and this is Saturday's show, and I know that we got a new listening audience, but did you know that the Boy Scouts of America, they claim to, well, they've made claims its child abuse prevention program is the best in the country, but did you know that the man that ran that program, Douglas Smith Jr., was sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for trafficking in child pornography on the internet? Oh. Well, that just doesn't jive with facts, does it? No, it doesn't. I want to make another point here. Did you know that the way the inception from the radical gay agenda is also contrived is a total lie? Everything they do is a lie. Matthew Shepard lie. You all heard of Matthew Shepard? Listen carefully. James Byrd Jr., who the hate crimes is named after, along with Matthew Shepard, he was a black man who was murdered by three white men in Jasper, Texas, in June of 1998. Okay? The men offered Byrd a ride, but instead of bringing him to his destination, they beat him and then dragged Byrd behind a pickup truck along on an asphalt pavement after they wrapped a heavy logging chain around his ankles. Byrd was pulled along for about 2 miles as the truck swerved from side to side. Byrd, who remained unconscious throughout the dragging, was killed when his body hit the edge of a culvert, cutting off his right arm and his head. The murderers drove on for another mile before dumping the rest of his body in front of a African-American cemetery. What does that have to do with the homosexuals? No, but remember what I said, they have to play the victim. Well, the same year, Matthew Shepard was brutally beaten, tied to a fence, and left for the dead. This is portrayed as a hate crime because Shepard was a homosexual. He chose to commit the act, Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Oh, but Bradley, I can hear the objections. I can hear how they are doing their best to resist what you're saying right now because it doesn't fall into their reprobate reasoning. Here, let me help you. What, when a man can no longer tell the truth, is he exempt from telling the truth? He said he was born that way. If a man owes you a day's labor and you already paid him, does he now owe you or is he exempted from his duty? Well, he says he was born that way. He shouldn't have to get up because he's too lazy to do so and get to work because, you know, after all, he was born that way. He can't help himself. Friends, sin is moral, not physical. Okay? It's a choice, number two. Okay? When a man can't keep his eyes or his hands off other women, is he exempted by the fact that the law says thou shalt not commit adultery? Oh, and yes, the laws have not been enforced since 1944 in this country. Adultery is still against the law in America, just like fornication is. And where does that come from? 1 Corinthians 6:9. Did you hear about the bandit who killed only on Fridays and he said he was doing his best? Because after all, he couldn't help himself. He was born that way. He only killed one person every Friday. Do you see where this is going? It's a slippery slope, friends. And either we're ruled by God and his moral government, or we are not. And this is what we're going to get if we are not. Who's warring against the law that exposes them for who they are? It's not the victims. It's the perpetrators that are calling you haters when, in fact, they're guilty of hate themselves. Revelation 12:10. The accuser of the brethren, accuse others of what you're guilty of. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'll finish that thought. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm still vibrant enough, young enough to start, you know, to keep moving. If we rest, we rust, you know. My kids say, Dad, do you pay attention to what you're doing all the time? You're always moving. I know. There's just a lot of life here. 1-866-582-9933. We got Ottman on social media platform. I do not understand what you're saying. So before I jump the gun, or I miss your point, please explain. Compassion and sympathy for these disgusting people is a crime against God. No sympathy for you from Him as what the book does teach? I'm lost. Hey, it's my job to show them that they violated God's moral law. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus, that's the law. It's the seventh commandment, Exodus 20. The New Testament, Matthew 5, said, even if you look at a woman to lust after, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart. That applies to fornicators. That applies to women, to men. The list goes on. To all sort of sexual deviance. Okay? And then Jesus said it's better for you to go into heaven with one eye rather than two. Right? How many people would sell their eyes to me? Well, Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, I'm trying to show you grace. Jesus said, it's better for you to pluck out one of your eyes and to cast it away from you and to go into heaven maimed than to go to hell with both. He's showing you the value of your soul. And he's showing you what to stay away from because the least offense to God's word is a violation. It's a transgression of his moral law. And the Bible says, to he that committeth sin shall die. And we know what the fruit of sin is, Romans 6:23, it's death. We don't want that. We need more grace to keep his commandments better. But I want to say this, since I'm not getting a response from Ottman here, is the fact that I don't know if you're telling me that we're supposed to be compassionate with those that lay for our children. Well, why don't you ask the prisoners that deal with pedophiles in prison. We know that the judges, soft judges, produce hardened criminals. We know that for a good portion of them, they're soft on the crime because it's not their children, okay? But keep in mind who's suffering here, if I'm getting this right, Ottman. It's the children, not the offender. Why is it that the American people, I know the answer to it, because they're brainwashed. But why is it that the American people have taken on more compassion for the offenders than they have the victims? I mean, folks, if I'm getting this right, you know, we need to be more compassionate with these people. No, just the exact opposite. The message is, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. There's no nice way to say it. As I said earlier, sin is moral, not physical. They made choice to commit the crime, then they're going to have to pay the consequence according to state statutes with align itself with God's word. And I can't find compassion there. I do see justice, in swift justice, upon the heads of those that dare commit those crimes. And yes, it is a choice. We make choices all day long. Hey, folks, we even make choices in our mind, but do you know that according to Scripture, we have to give an account for every idle word and every idle thought? D.L. Moody rightly said this. He said, you know what, we're not responsible for the birds that fly overhead, but we are responsible if we allow them to nest in our heads. And it's totally true. We're to cast down every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, period. But again, the question that I have, friends, is why is it that people show more compassion for the criminals than they do the victims? I mean, there's some people out there concerning women that have had 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 abortions, friends, that put T-shirts on that says, stop the war against women, that actually believe that they're the victims. No, what those people do is they commit the act of fornication, they conceive the child, then they, what do? They kill the baby in their womb that they made the choice in the first place to have. And the war is against them? No, the war is against their womb. Let's put it into perspective here, folks. Because I, for one, am quite frankly sick and tired of the mentality of the American people to sit there and allow the compassion that's being... By the way, friends, it's not compassion. It's the wrath of God that's being added unto these men. It's not compassion. You're giving them a pass to commit the crime again. I just covered this a month ago, and it's coming back to my aid right now. Do you know that repeat offenders, I believe it's 81 to 86% of the people that are released from prison, those that were given compassion, right, by the state, 86% of them committed the crime again. Aren't we supposed to teach men the fear of God in departing from lawlessness rather than teaching them how to work the system so they can go out and commit another crime? On the heads of the innocent, folks, some folks in this country sicken me to the core. You got it all backwards. I'm embarrassed for people. Here, I'll tell you this. You look all at the leniency, as they call them, laws concerning those that drink and drive. Isn't that funny? You know, because they've created that system into a bureaucracy that makes a lot of money every year. People that get busted drinking and driving. If you go over into El Salvador the very first time you drink and drive, do you know that you're put in front of a firing squad? Why? Because they value life. They don't tolerate crime. And a real judge that loves his people will not tolerate crime, and that is a mercy to a society that won't tolerate it. He's protecting his people. But when you show leniency to a people that just don't understand, don't drink and drive, well, in America, you have about 11,000 to 12,000 people every year that are slaughtered on the streets of this country, and the only ones that really understand the violation are the family members of those that were killed. Shame on America. Going back in 1992, I believe. I can stand corrected on that year. There was a man that was busted in America. Just consider the 11,000 to 12,000 people that are murdered every year in this country. On the streets. Innocent people by people that don't know what no means. In 1992, a judge busted a man that was drinking and driving 18 times. A slap in the face of the people that lost loved ones on the street. You know what this guy did? He added insult to injury, and he should have been removed immediately. Article 3, Section 1, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, friends, immediately and prosecuted for his crimes. He said to the man that was busted 18 times drinking and driving, he told him to move closer to the liquor store. That is the mindset the American people have taken on. I'll tell you when it stops. When it hits home. When it hits home, all of a sudden they want the laws enforced. Hey, I got a question for you, friends, and I want to tell you what that exhibits. That exhibits a lack of love for their brethren. Can I ask you this, in all honesty? If love is the fulfilling of the law, then where is the love? If doing unto others and do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, where is the love? How come people don't look out for each other anymore? How come people don't protect each other anymore in making reference to the law that condemns the crime? Where's the love? The Bible says that in the last days, the love of many will wax cold. Yep, the love of, why? Because of the workers of lawlessness. They have no understanding. They've never been brought to Christ. They're not born of the Spirit of God. They never repented before a just and a holy God. They've never been to Calvary before to see the sacrifice. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world, John 1:29. Because when you see it, you take vengeance on what put him on the cross, and that was your sin. And the Bible is clear when it says to bring forth fruits of repentance. We're repentant of what we're guilty of, and we stand up against what we were partakers of in the past. That is a regenerate, converted man right there. Gosh, I didn't take that either way. I did highlight the mentality of the people in this country where they're looking for compassion. I had a caller the other day, he's a friend of ours. He said, how do we say it in a nice way? How do we say what in a nice way? If you break the law of, deals with you as an offender, right? You have a system in America, friends, that makes $64 billion every year called the correctional institution off the ignorance of the people that are looking for more compassion. A system that teaches people in this country to commit the crime three times. Three strikes and you're out. Sound familiar? You better get this right, friends. When we love God and we love holiness, we are not going to tolerate that which offends. Period. Period. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back in just a moment. Romans 12:2, Lori. Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds by the Word of God. We'll be right back.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold. Hands down, the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
There should be a warrant for Vladimir Putin. So says the U.N.'s former chief prosecutor for war crimes. Carla DuPont called the Russian president a war criminal as she made the rounds to Swiss media while discussing her latest book. Ukraine was invaded nearly 2 months ago by Russia. Del Ponte says suspected war crimes committed by both countries should be investigated, but adds war crimes were clearly committed in the country. U.S. Treasury officials arguing despite the Russian ruble returning to its pre-invasion rate on international exchanges, sanctions are weakening the Russian currency. A senior Treasury official said weekly inflation in Russia is a direct effect of sanctions from the U.S. and allies. For the week on Wall Street, the Dow was down 43 points, the NASDAQ was up 92 points, the S&P 500 finished up by 3. This is USA Radio News. E-commerce giant Amazon says it's disappointed with the outcome of a union vote at one of their Staten Island facilities in New York. Employees there voted to be the first Amazon warehouse in the company to unionize. In a statement, the company said they are evaluating its options, including filing objections based on the, quote, inappropriate and undue influence of the National Labor Relations Board. The New Jersey man who conspired with his then-girlfriend to cook up a feel-good story about a helpless homeless man, then scammed hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations online, was sentenced to more than 2 years in federal prison. The scam Mark D'Amico helped devise raised more than $400,000 through a GoFundMe campaign. He pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud in November. D'Amico has previously pleaded guilty to state charges last year. He was also sentenced to 3 years probation and, in addition, must pay restitution and undergo counseling. Final Four set to tip off Saturday evening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again, 1-866-582-9933, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. You guys have been real quiet today. I know I've been dumping a lot of information. I'm going to continue on, and I'm going to pick up over, not the last segment, but the one from before that, concerning how hate crimes were created off the backs of the innocent friends. You all heard that Matthew Shepard was brutally beaten, tied to a fence, and left for the dead. And this is portrayed as a hate crime because Shepard was gay. Remember how I was, folks, we've been talking about how they have to put themselves in the position of the victims. And I think I've done a pretty good job over the last hour and a half here showing you the opposite is true. And I'm going to get to more of that in just a moment here. But one of Shepard's murderers told ABC News that he was high on crystal meth during the attack, and it was the drugs that sparked his rage, not Shepard's orientation. During the trial, however, the killers remained silent about this issue, listen carefully, in exchange for not receiving the death sentence. Why? Ben Fritzen, a former police detective and one of the lead investigators on the case, even told ABC News that Matthew Shepard's sexual preference or sexual orientation certainly was not the motive in the homicide. If it was not Shepard, they would have found another easy target. What it really came down to really is drugs and money and two punks that were out looking for trouble. Wow! Didn't know that. Well, guess what? Now you know. It's all predicated and premised on a lie. Of course it is. What's sad about it is these people know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth. And it shows you who they serve as well. Well, they say it's a civil rights issue. No, it's not. Thaddeus Stevens, during the debate of the 14th Amendment, said no distinction would be tolerated in this purified republic but what rose from merit and conduct. In other words, the choices that they make is what makes the person. Let me go over to a couple of these just to kind of seal the deal concerning the information. You guys all heard of Floyd Elliott? This one's insane. It's not funny. It really isn't. But it's just so ridiculous that this kid did what he did and didn't think he was going to get caught. Okay? I'm just showing you they try to play the victim. They're not the victim. Okay? Floyd Elliott of Independence, Missouri, told police that two subjects attacked him in the parking lot of his apartment complex. He said the attackers cut him in the stomach, branded him with a hot knife, and attempted to carve the word fag on his forehead. Oh, and by the way, everybody catching on to why there's so much censorship going on in this ministry, illegal censorship, might I add? He branded himself with a hot knife, Mr. Floyd Elliott did, and attempted to carve the word fag on his forehead. Ready? Investigators were suspicious about the report because the head carving was backwards, as if done while looking into a mirror. Later, Elliott admitted to the police that the injuries were self-inflicted. You've just seen this with Juicy Smollett. Same exact thing. And did you know he's still out of jail, friends? Isn't that amazing how that works when they're pushing an agenda? The guilty go free, but the innocent stay behind bars. Hey, folks, can you say Elliot stepped into the hole that he himself dug? After reading this report on Floyd Elliott, I had to look up the word stupid. I did. Because it's a real word. In the Webster's 1828 dictionary, the word defines as very dull, insensible, and senseless. Stupid, I say, not only because he carved fag on his forehead backwards, but because he acted as if his contrived crime would go unpunished before who the God of heaven sees all things. Hebrews 4:13 tells us that all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. How does any one of us think we're going to get one over on the Lord? He knows the very numbers of the hairs on your head. The Bible says a sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. It tells us in the book of Proverbs that the Lord beholds the good and the evil in all of the earth. Deuteronomy 19:19 tells us concerning these people, like that of Floyd Elliott, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put the evil from among you. Do you understand what they're doing, friends, in the United States of America? They're already doing this in France and Germany and the UK. It's sick over there. And notice they are being dominated by the Muslims, which aligns itself perfectly with Leviticus 18:22 and 23 and 24. That when you take that on, you're subjecting yourself to your enemies. That's exactly what's happening. Okay? Let me just give you a couple more. Some of these are just... Okay, here's another one. This one. What happens when law enforcement does their job? By the way, I want to take a moment to thank all of those that are in government, good government. We totally appreciate you for doing your job. We stand with you. We're on this radio enforcing your position all day long. To the corrupt, we are standing against you, exposing you, and you will lawfully be dealt with. Okay? Law enforcement, I have lots of friends that are police officers, troopers, military police. We love you guys by what we do. 1 John 3:18 here. And we appreciate every single one of you. You good judges, we totally appreciate you for doing your job. Because if it wasn't for you, we would not be here. Read Judges chapter 2, I believe verse 12. Okay? What happens when law enforcement looks a little deeper into the surface allegations and find out that the alleged victims were actually the ones contriving and fabricating the crimes? Okay? Again, keep in mind they have to put themselves in the victim position. There's a famous contrived hate crime of Kerry Dunn at Claremont McKinney College. Dunn was scheduled to speak at a campus forum on, guess what, friends? Racism. Oh. Sheesh. Isn't this interesting how folks, it's an issue of racism, but at every direction you see, even on commercials, it's always people of the darker color that are being appointed to positions, given better jobs now. I mean, as if to suggest we needed to go down that road. But see, folks, there's people that are stupid enough to go along with that and believe that. I had Zoe Nation with me yesterday, Alfonso Rachel. He's a black dude. And I told him, I said, you know what, you're a black dude, I'm a white dude, we're both people of color, but we both bleed the same color, Acts 17:26. Isn't that right? Yep, it is. But look what's happening, friends. You're being dominated right now to enrage a people against another people of color. And keep in mind, white people are a people of color as much as black people are. Okay? Jesus came into the world to save not our skin, but our souls. So here is Carrie Dunn at Claremont McKinney College speaking on a racist forum. She shocked the audience by telling them that she had been the victim of a hate crime that very day. How convenient, or was it? Her car had been vandalized, its windows smashed, tires slashed, and profane and anti-Semitic graffiti covered the wreckage. Now, the problem with their story was that two students saw her commit the crimes herself. Dunn lost her job and has also went to prison for lying to federal investigators and for insurance fraud. She claimed that $1,700 worth of items, including a laptop computer, had been stolen by the hate crime boogeyman. The items were later found in a closet in Dunn's home. Oh, yeah, and by the way, she wasn't even Jewish. She wasn't even Jewish. Oh, my gosh. In Douglas County, Colorado, my last one, a lesbian couple called the police after they allegedly found the words, "Kill the gay," scrawled into a red, scrawled in red across their garbage, or I'm sorry, their garage, and a noose hanging from their front door. Ooh. Perhaps the woman didn't anticipate how seriously the issue would be treated, because nearly 8 months later, with the full force of those doing their job in the FBI, we high-five you, good guys in the FBI, authorities stated the women themselves were responsible for the acts. They were charged with both criminal mischief and false reporting, and one of the women, Amy Witchchurch, faced an additional charge for forgery. They both pleaded guilty to the charges. Wow! Do y'all know that? Folks, I got enough information, all of this, that, again, hopefully you'll understand why there's so much censorship going on here. Because if America was listen to just one show, this would all turn in one day. And if they would open their eyes, it should turn in one day anyways. But again, they're trying to normalize the crime against the American people. And as I was highlighting, I wanted to show you this too. You've seen this. I highlighted this during the week. Floyd Lee Corkins was arrested in the shooting scene. He's the guy that walked into Family Research Center in Washington, D.C. He just got off the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate group page that points to people that oppose the illegalities of these abominable ones. And what he wanted to do is he wanted to kill as many people as he could. And so what happened is it was thwarted by the security guard. But he just went to Chick-fil-A and he bought 15 sandwiches. And what he was going to do when he was done, this victim did, is he wanted to smear the wrappers in the face of the dead people that he just killed. This is the crimes of one that is playing the victim. Do you understand? I hope so. Share these videos, please, by the way. And subscribe to the page. Now, I want to show you one more thing, and then we're going to get over to the transgender issue. I'm just going to show you a couple videos, and you can decide as to what you decide as to concerning the crimes of these people and where they stop. They don't stop until you put a stop to it, okay? But I'm going to show you on the other side. Channel 4 in Minnesota just highlighted that they should be called the Somalian News, I guess, but how the Muslims are being transported and imported from Somalia to Minnesota here, and now they're given permission to broadcast publicly through their speakers a call to prayer four times a day. Isn't Minnesota like the biggest gay parade?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Pastor Brandon Taylor. And I would like to thank Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for making a live event possible at our church. Bradley combined biblical principles with our nation's amazing history for an informative and eye-opening experience.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You know, I wish I had time to tutor all of you on social media platforms, but we got a guy right now just accusing the innocent with the guilty, and I've never seen someone try to make such a backward point in all of my life. You know what? You're guilty for your own sin, okay? And to accuse all cops of being bad, you know, it's just like any other organization or agency or business. You know what? You're always going to find 8 out of the 10 are good. You're always going to find 2% that are bad. You don't take the 2% and leave in the whole lump and say everybody's bad. That's foolish for you even to suggest. Okay? Get in the Word, and you need to repent, dude. You really do. Let me show you what's happening in Minneapolis right now. This is brand new, and I want you to hear it for those that are on social media platforms or radio stations.
They're outside their doors. Muslim leaders
right on the back.
Are calling it a step towards equality.
Equality. What do you mean equality? Friends, equality? What's reference to equality? Law. If you're not here to assimilate, you're here to conquer. You don't have the right to come into America and commit the act of treason. They're calling it equality. The mainstream media. Minnesota has the biggest gay pride parade, they say, in the world. One of them. What's right on their backs? Just as the Lord said in the book of Leviticus 18, it's exactly what he said would happen. And here we are. Here we are right here.
And why? You'll hear the calls throughout the city.
Five times each day.
Allahu Akbar.
Muslims in Minneapolis stop what they're doing and pray.
That's every single day, yes.
Yusuf Abdullah has been practicing his entire life.
Okay, just so you know what's going on, they're saying this is huge, and keep in mind they're calling themselves the religion of peace. Of course, they're using the same exact method as that of the homosexual agenda. They play the victims, right, as they commit the crime. And that's all you have to do is look to France, look to Germany, look to the history of what these people are responsible for. Not all. I'm talking about those that are not here to assimilate. What is it that they mean to do if they're not here to assimilate? Look at the fruit. Matthew 7:16 concerning these people. It's not good for anybody. And by the way, the Muslims are calling for the execution of the homosexuals. Okay, just so you know, I prefer repentance, because the Bible is clear when it says that the Lord delighteth not in what? The destruction of the wicked. No, that's their choice. They want to go down that road. That's their choice. They refuse to repent. Period. Okay, so let's get over to this. I'm really looking forward to this so people can understand what's coming next if we don't put a stop to it. As I said 15 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, concerning their end aim here. There is no end with these people. They want a free hand at dominating you. They want a free hand in dictating what you do. And they want to basically put you in the light as a hater if you stand up against their crimes. I'm not making this up. This is all true. Okay. Now, I played one yesterday for you, and I'm going to go to it even now. And I want you to check this out, because, again, friends, this is one of those scenarios that you cannot make up. And it's out there now. I'll do my best to get both these videos out to you concerning what is happening here. Check this out. This is incredible.
Okay. Then...
It's supposed to be satire, but it's true.
1 second.
Listen carefully.
Okay. Double masked. Okay. A little bit about me. My name is Marty Epstein. I'm a former writer for the New York Times and editor at BuzzFeed. I currently teach political science at Southwest High School, while also working part-time at my local Starbucks for the fact that they are paying for my 6-year-old openly gay transgender offspring's gender transition surgery, as well as providing unlimited hormone blockers, access to abortion. But anyways, let me get into the reason I'm here today. Then I'll circle back if we have any time left. Our superintendent refuses to really put his foot down with this transphobia, and he failed to get transgender restrooms. And I am sickened. Transphobia is a serious illness, and unfortunately, there isn't a vaccine for it yet. And I first witnessed transphobia when a kid wearing a racist Make America Great Again hat made fun of me and said that me being myself was a Halloween costume. And even though Donald Trump is not in office, the disease of Trumpism has
spread. He's proving the point, though.
Stolen land. Every night I cry myself to sleep knowing that I live on stolen Native American land. As a high school teacher, I witness transphobia every single day. We need to teach our students and raise awareness in our schools about this deadly virus. Transphobia is a spectrum, and it can go from transphobia to transphobia with many shades and flavors in between. But what degree of transphobic are you? We have the extreme transphobic, which is Trump supporters, Nazis, KKK, Bible thumpers who believe in a sky daddy, when we clearly know that we humans used to be monkeys and came from the Big Bang Theory, which is proven science. Let's not forget, straight white males, those who say that a man will never be a woman, those who refuse to get vaccinated and obey the science. It's science, people! Obey the science! It's common basic biology! Just get the vaccine! You pick it! Is somebody laughing? Now we have those who are right in the middle. Are you that person who says, I have a gay friend or family member? Am I that gay friend? Do you refuse to get gender reassignment therapy, surgery? The bottom of the spectrum is unconscious transphobia. This is anybody who is not transgender and refuses to be attracted to the same sex. I recently had a coworker who said that he was not transphobic. However, he refused to kiss me because he said he didn't swing that way.
Can you make this up, folks?
Yourself on the spectrum.
But it's true.
That is the category that you
Time. Thank
are
you.
In.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
No, that's not correct.
Okay, folks, you can't make it up, can you? Even if it is satire, it's still proving the point as to how these people act. It's really true. Now here's a brand new one. I want to try to get this off for you. This is a guy named Alex Stein, and he's fighting for trans swimmer rights during Plano City Council meeting. Again, it's satire, but it's the point that these people are truly trying to make. This is how ridiculous they are. And, again, we need to get back to the reality that all this may be funny, it's really not. So check this one out.
So my name is Alexandria Stein, and I'm here today to call out transphobia here in Plano. I'm currently being restricted from swimming in the City of Plano Swim League against the women, even though it's clear that I reassigned my gender last week. Like, for example, do I look like a man? Obviously I'm not. This is a woman. But they're not going to let me swim and compete against the ladies because of transphobia. So what I need you guys to do is I need you to wake up. We have champions like Leah Thomas. She's an NCAA champion, the best swimmer in college today. I can't get a scholarship unless I'm able to send a recruiting tape to these colleges. So they say, oh, you have an unfair advantage, Alexandria. What looks like? Does this look like an unfair advantage to y'all? Does this look like an unfair advantage? There's nothing unfair about this. I mean, look at me. I'm the same as a girl. But yet, you guys are going to let transphobia run rampant. Paige, I'm so worried. You're the city attorney. You really got to stand up and do something because, you know, that is gender bias. And I don't like gender bias. I'm on hormone therapy. So my estrogen levels are so high, they're through the roof. But you guys are going to sit here and you're not going to take me seriously. You're going to laugh at me. I'm trying to compete. And yes, I was born a boy. So what? Guys, this is 2022. It doesn't matter what you're born. We have Kentaji Brown Jackson even says she doesn't even know what a woman is. So then I'm a woman. So that's what you guys have to do. If the Supreme Court justice is on my side, then why can't I get the same from the Plano City Council? That's the problem, is I come here and I'm still a victim of transphobia. Yet we have champions like my girl Leah, my sister, and she gets to win. But I don't. Why not? That's what I'm asking you. Why not? Why can't I swim against the ladies? Why are we having a transphobic world where I just want to compete against the ladies? Why are you saying that I'm not a biological woman? Clearly, I look like a biological woman. I mean, come on. It's been hours tucking this thing in. Give me a break. I should be able to swim.
Okay, so you get the point, right, friends? This is how they're acting. This is truly how they're acting. We all know who Thomas, I believe that he wants you to call him Leah Thomas. He's a man. Did you know that he was the one that just won in women's swimming? Do you know that when he was in men's sports, he ranked, I believe, at 436? He couldn't make it in the men's swimming leagues, so he had to jump from men's to women's, where he won the women's swimming league. I'm not making this up. This is a slippery slope, folks, and we need to take responsibility, right? I mean, that's what we're doing here. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. 1-866-582-9933. We will talk to you in one day and 23 hours. Love you by what we do. First down 318. See ya.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.